Thanks for listening to 88.3 FM WAER on NPR One. Another New York State Fair is in the record books thanks to strong attendance, and that has the fair director reflecting on how things went and how to pull off the same feat again next year. WAER Scott Willis reports more changes are in store.
Acting Fair Director Troy Wafner says he and his team have been working hard to find ways from big to small, mundane to outrageous, to make the fair fun and cool to spend more than just a day.
You're seeing more and more people come for multiple days. Now, some of that is, you know, we're making it cheap for people to get in, and some people think we're insane, but once people are on the grounds, people spend money. You know, if it costs them $1 to get in or $3 to get in, they come here and they'll spend $50 on food, drink, and merchandise or rides on the midway. And that helps really drive the biggest part of our revenue, whether it's through licensing fees to the vendors or the midway revenue.
Growing the fair and its impact is one priority, and Wafner says adding a 13th day is one of the few ways to build capacity.
We can put 120,000, 125,000 people on the fairgrounds every day, but at some point, if you're going to grow the fair, you have to start adding days.
He says New York State Fair is one of the biggest with the shortest run. When the fairgrounds began its physical transformation 2 years ago, some vendors were frustrated with different locations and low volume. Wafner says they took those concerns seriously while continuing to build out the grounds.
We fully programmed the west end of the fairground, so, you know, we put big acts down there. And then you had the Sky Ride, too, which was drawing a significant number of people to the west end of the fairgrounds. We opened up more parking in the gray lot, which is on the west end of the fairgrounds. So there isn't a vendor out there who couldn't argue that there was significantly more traffic on Iroquois Street and Broadway, which run parallel to each other, than there had been the previous year.
Wafner says they also continue to find ways to improve and expand parking. He says they never had to close a lot this year and strongly urged fairgoers to utilize park and ride services. Wafner says a makeover is in store for the upper orange lot.
Our biggest lot will be paved. It'll have drainage. It'll have striping. It'll have lights. It'll have automated electronic tolling. It'll have an on-ramp to 690 westbound by next year's fair. And it'll also increase the real parking we have up there to 7,500 spots.
The fairgrounds will see yet another addition by next August, a 133,000-square-foot expo center, which Wafner says should help to significantly expand the fair's already strong off-season business.
We're not going to compete with the On Center or the SRC Arena. Those are, for lack of a better word, dainty facilities. We're a dirty facility, you know what I mean? You can bring in industrial shows and truck shows and car shows and super motocross, and we love it here, and we have the parking for it, and we have the facilities for it, and that's really what we're going after.
He says it's all toward the goal of making the fairgrounds a year-round economic engine that puts people in hotels and restaurants. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.